All right, let's get back into it. A lot of traction on this one with the culture warriors, McVitie and Vosper. This bill, 279, Charles euphemistically calls the bathroom bill, could be passed into law as early as tomorrow, and it would make it a criminal offense if you discriminate against those who identify themselves as something, a gender other than their biology or what their biology may suggest. So it's almost self-identification or gender expression, if you will. Charles doesn't think it's the right development. In fact, if I wanted to expand where you're coming from, Charles, as I understand it from some of your missives here, you believe the conservative government has sold out on this issue. Let's call it social conservatism, and the family values that you espouse have somehow sacrificed these on the altar of what? Political expediency to get votes? Ruffle any feathers? Is that
well,
the
really, the prime minister, I believe, is afraid of the wrath of the media, so he's thrown us under the bus to appease the radicals that are in the media and who have the
or maybe he's pragmatic. Maybe he just senses that there aren't any numbers he's not going to win. Well, he takes the tally. I'm sure they're smart that way, and they realize.
You see the public outcry when a student is asked to leave the school and go to a local restaurant to use the washroom because of they identify differently than their biology would suggest. I mean, he's going to recognize that the public outcry around that kind of stuff is big.
There is no public outcry on these things.
There is a public outcry against those things.
Last week, they threw Crossroads under the bus, and then his minister of foreign affairs, John Baird, came out and condemned the words that were against homosexuality on that website, and then he went on to threaten anyone else who is receiving a grant from the federal government will have that grant removed if they espouse to these same ideals. And
maybe he's being pragmatic as opposed
that's
to
not
no,
pragmatic.
It's a threat.
That's recognizing Canadian values, and when you're taking
your
the money out of my pocket
of Canadian values.
And giving it, I mean, the number of Christian organizations and religious-based organizations that are receiving money from CETA has increased by 46% in the last few years because of the federal government's propensity to give money to those organizations. It's now recognizing that that's not the thing to do because that does not reflect Canadian values on the national stage.
Your Canadian value is that someone is of no value.
Is of no value. No, well, thank you for that,
Charles.
No.
I said you have to listen to me, Greg.
All right, I got it. Let me go to Peter and Barry. Peter, what do you say? Good morning, Oakley Show.
Yes, good morning. I'm sorry. Charles is wrong on so many points, I hardly know where to begin. Greta's argument is based on reason, fact, proper public discourse, evidence, and Charles's understanding is based in belief and what he thinks, and it's actually based on 5,000-year-old mythology and superstition. Why would we want to stay there? And to correct Charles, we are the classroom. We teach. We teach each other what society and cultural, what is best for the majority of us, not the judges.
You believe that reason fact tells you that there are six genders, that you're not the gender of your body, and that must be taught to my child, and then you say that is proper public discourse?
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, we need to educate based on what we know today.
Not and what we know today,
2,000 years ago, we need to talk about reason.
All right, Charles believes some things are eternal, like man, woman, and that's the definition of marriage, and he doesn't want to extend the definition.
But this is science. This is biology. There is male. There is female.
All right, so
if
you're
you
not
want
subscribing.
To create other genders and then force my child to be taught those genders, and then say that I will be thrown in prison if I don't recognize those genders and abide by the law that thrusts those genders upon me. I mean, how draconian do you want to get and how unreasonable do you want to get?
Well, let's get to Shannon. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, yeah. I just want to say that I'm incredibly liberal and I actually do believe that there are gender issues and people do have other thoughts and whatnot, and that is a real, real thing. But I'm really upset that one of your guests is pushing the washroom issue and the shower issue as making it into a very small issue. It's not a small issue. I don't believe it's a small issue at all. How do we protect people? You're saying that bathrooms are not a safe place right now. One of the protections we have is to say that men can't enter a female shower or washroom. If that's gone, please tell me how, what else we can do to protect ourselves better. If I'm at risk of being thrown in jail, if I say, sir, you need to be using the proper washroom,
I think we need to, there's a very simple, if costly, answer to that. And that is that we stop this whole idea of it being appropriate to have communal bathrooms and communal showers and communal change rooms. And we introduce privacy into those things.
With all due respect,
are you going to pay for that? We have family washrooms. I work with kids with special needs. I use the family washrooms and the family change rooms all the time. That's fantastic. There is not enough space right now. There is not enough space. So before the law is changed, how about we get the infrastructure in place to protect people?
The infrastructure will never come into place unless the law is changed.
Well, then you just answered my question. If this is something that is important, then the infrastructure needs to change because we are not protecting those at risk. We are going to have people who identify as something else other than what they look like getting beat up because people don't understand it.
All right. It makes people vulnerable on a couple of fronts is what Shannon's argument is. Hang on to that thought. We'll come back. A lot of calls in this one. It's Bill 279, the AKA bathroom bill, third reading in Parliament tomorrow. Should it pass, it'll criminalize any kind of discrimination against those who might have a different gender expression or identity. Rightly or wrongly, we'll come back. More of your thoughts. And then the hate bill as well, going before the Supreme Court. That ruling coming out as early as tomorrow, too. In moments with the Warriors, McVitie and Vosper on the Oakley Show. Talk Radio, AM 640.